Folks, it's good to be back. And I'm going to share three stories with you from my visit home. And I'm basing these stories on today's first reading, even though these are random stories. I'm basing them on today's first reading, where the goodness done by strangers towards each other bear great and unexpected fruit. So if you were listening to that first reading, this influential woman in the town of Shunem showed great goodness towards the prophet Elisha. And that kindness does not go unrepaid. This woman and her husband were childless, and Elisha blesses them with a child. The reading shows that in the most mysterious ways, God is good all the time. So here are the three stories for today. This visit home was not the easiest of visits for me. Especially the first week was a week of great anxiety, hectic activities, and just a lot of sadness. The sadness came from the fact that for the month preceding my visit, the guy we had employed to be Dad's caregiver had left, and it was due to his own illness. My 80-year-old mom was single-handedly taking care of Dad, even as she managed the kitchen and did other domestic chores. And it broke my heart to see my mom struggle this way. Meanwhile, Dad, who was feeling stronger and better, was resisting getting another caregiver. He wants Mom to do everything for him. Unfortunately, Mom was not being any helpful in trying to convince Dad either. I was out of ideas. But 3 days into my visit, my dad tried to be bold and move about the house on his own. I was upstairs, Mom was in the kitchen, and I told him that I'll take care of him, but he wanted to be bold. And yes, let me confirm your fears. He fell. He fell hard. Standing next to the doctors as they examined the x-rays, they were my most anxious moments. Fortunately, thank God, fortunately, Dad did not break a bone. He was bruised and in pain, but there was not a broken bone. And I simply thanked God. Today's psalm response says, "Forever I will sing of the goodness of the Lord." And that's what I did. I just thanked God for God's goodness. But there is a deeper moral to the story. See, had Dad broken a bone, this would be the beginning of the end. But because of the fall, because he fell, it did not take long to convince Mom and Dad that we needed a caregiver. In the strangest way, the fall became a blessing. And so the moral of the story is simply this, folks: God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Even when things do not go our way, God is good. Here's my second story. 17 years ago, my parents moved to the neighborhood where they now own a home. My dad was 70 years of age then, and my mother was 63. Four factors influenced the choice of the particular neighborhood: the church, the hospital, the railway station, and the fish market. And all of these are within walking distance of the home that they purchased. Now, very early during the stay in their new home, Dad came to know about a guy who needed help. He was admitted to the nearby hospital as he recovered from a serious illness. His wife did domestic chores for people in the neighborhood to make ends meet. Now, Dad, out of pure compassion, arranged with a food cart vendor to provide him breakfast as long as he stayed in the hospital. This went on for 3 weeks. 17 years later, as I was looking for a caregiver for Dad, guess who shows up? The very guy that Dad helped 17 years ago. He remembered Dad and said that it was payback time. Today, honestly, I left home in peace, and I would not be able to do otherwise, but I left home in peace knowing that Dad had a caregiver, at least during the day. What's the moral of the story? That goodness always pays back. Folks, only do good. Don't do evil. Don't give people anything bad. Don't give people evil. Do only good, because you never know how you might be repaid. And here's my third story. I'm moving away from personal stories to more a story of a more generic nature. India is in the throes of some tragic violence right now. 3 years back, a Hindu nationalistic government was elected with Narendra Modi as the prime minister. With this election, cow slaughter was banned. Cow is considered a sacred animal by the Hindus, and I respect that. However, most of the animal trade and leather industry is a lifeline of the Muslims and the so-called outcasts, or Dalits. They're called Dalits. These Dalits are people who fall outside the Hindu caste system, meaning that actually they have no place in society. But they're the ones who deal with leather or with carcasses. Christians like my family also consume meat. Now, over the last 3 years, Hindu hardliners, or cow vigilantes, have taken it upon themselves to not only enforce the ban on cow slaughter, but at the smallest instance of a rumor, attack the minority Muslims and the Dalits, and in a few instances, burn their homes. They target what they call the beef eaters. Now, with the ban extending to animal trade and the transportation of these animals, the livelihood of those working in the meat and leather industry is destroyed. The Muslims and the Dalits are not only scared, but they're desperate. To make it even more tragic, in the last 3 years, 12 Muslims have been lynched to death and hundreds have been injured in similar attacks. Two of these lynchings happened while I was in India. On the day I left, with no leadership coming to protest this senseless violence, ordinary Indians in multiple cities came out to protest under a movement called Not In My Name. Since then, the Prime Minister has made a statement condemning cow vigilantism, but who's going to stop the mobs? These are crazy people. Not only in India, but in the US and across the globe, there is a rising and what I call often, a fatal discourse of rejection, of degradation and hatred. People just say things about each other, degrade each other, insult each other. And you call it nationalism, call it patriotism, call it what you will, but in the name of God, country, race, caste, and ethnicity, people are rejecting, insulting, hurting, and killing others. And this intolerance simply has to stop. As a disciple of Christ, I am also saying, not in my name. This Eucharist we're about to celebrate is an act of God's goodness and kindness, folks. That's what the Eucharist is all about. God in His goodness shares with us the bread of life. In fact, the entire Christian dispensation is a story of God's goodness. And using the language of the social media, I'm saying, this goodness of God must go viral. Would you please be a disciple of goodness? Would you please be a disciple of God's goodness?